In 2011, James Goh, employed at the Kennecott, Utah Copper Office in Salt Lake City, was just like any other Rio Tinto employee. He did the tasks assigned to him with due diligence. He interacted with a small number of team members. There were no major complaints from life, but something was just off. No complaints, but nothing exciting either. Then one day, an idea struck him. James says, "It seemed unlikely to take off, but there was nothing to lose. Collectively, we bought some gear and started playing soccer just outside the office during our lunch hour. Soon, others started to take notice. First, they came to watch and then to join the group. The soccer club was born." None of them realized back then that it would be so much more than a simple sport. The lunch hour became a strong motivation to come to the office. The hour helped the group unwind, reduce stress, and cope with day-to-day challenges. James further says, "By talking to each other, the bonds between colleagues became stronger. We all feel more energized and productive." Mark says, "Many of the connections made would not have happened otherwise. It's a great opportunity to meet and bond with your coworkers from other parts of the Rio Tinto family." Ronald stated, "My stress is released, my worries are gone, and I return home in a very positive and happy mood." While Bala says, "The greatest benefit is relaxation. It definitely helps me to stop worrying about ongoing issues at work or home, and helps improve focus and determination." This initiative has done wonders in everyone's professional and personal lives. They have a sense of purpose and a satisfaction to have contributed to society, even if in a small way. The club is going strong, with 30 or more members at any point. The club members' happiness is a reflection of their good mental health. Initiatives like these go a long way in maintaining a healthful mind. So far, we've seen how we can improve and maintain our own mental health. But there's more we can do. We can extend ourselves to help others as well. Here's a situation that seeks your help. It's the end of shift for you after a hard day's work. You have arrived late at the kitchen just in time to have your dinner. You find Michael sitting alone with a plate of food, so you go and sit with him. You have noticed that Michael, who usually used to confide in you, has been keeping to himself. He has lost some weight and is beginning to lose focus at work. Everyone's leaving for the day. You also need to rush to catch the bus to your base camp, as you need to make a call to your dad and prepare for a meeting. As you are about to leave, you notice that Michael has still not finished his food, and he seems distracted. What would you do? In this scenario, you helped Michael by providing support and care when he needed them most. Similarly, being empathetic with your fellow workers can help them get over their fears and depression. In this scenario, you encouraged Sarah towards a better work-life balance. At this time, Sarah may not be feeling better, but you have given her hope and pointed her in the right direction. Empathizing with your fellow workers can help them get over their anxiety and achieve a healthful mind.